Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. £5 million settlement for Ireland teenager after hospital blunder.
Had to rethink about how we approach James, how we talk to him, because his level of understanding at times has been quite poor.
Isle of Wight's council branded as shambles.
From our point of view, I think there's a lot of political posturing going on, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think the people of the Isle of Wight deserve better at the moment.
And seasonal song in memory of Sophie.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird.
Those stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight today with John Weeks.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, a 19-year-old islander has received a settlement of £5 million from the NHS after a blunder at St Mary's Hospital left him with brain damage. At the age of 11, James Black was admitted to St Mary's with symptoms of a potentially life-threatening infection, which medical staff failed to notice. James then had a series of cardiac arrests, which caused irreversible brain damage, and he now requires specialist care for the rest of his life. Details of the settlements were confirmed at a hearing this morning. Speaking to Isle of Wight Radio in the last hour, James's mum, Claire, says it's been challenging for her and her husband.
We've had to rethink and relearn the way that we interact with James. We've had to, even down to the house and things like that, you know, we've had to rethink about where we put furniture, how we place furniture, how we approach James, how we talk to him, because his level of understanding at times has been quite poor.
And Claire says the settlement of £5 million is the right amount.
I think it's enough, yes. It's going into another solicitor that will be looking after all of James' finances. And basically that is to pay for all his support needs, because he will need 24-hour support. He will need to have a carer with him at all times. Yeah, and basically to live as an independent life as possible, away from my husband and myself.
You can read more online, and we'll hear more from Claire and James throughout the afternoon. Meanwhile, the island's NHS Trust says a new report highlighting the number of complaints it's received is misleading. Findings published by the Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman yesterday revealed the Trust had the highest number of investigations undertaken by the Ombudsman per 100,000 clinical incidents. However, the Trust has said it was inappropriate to compare the island with other areas because the report included complaints made to other services which are part of the organisation on the island.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A councillor at the centre of talk, he's moving to the Tories, says the local authorities are shambles. John Gilby is hitting back at claims he and fellow member Richard Priest are moving to the Conservatives after the pair attended a meeting of Tory members last week. He says they'll both remain as independent members and believes the issue distracts from the real problems the local authority is facing. He told Isle of Wight Radio there's more important things to be worrying about.
We did actually sit with the Conservatives for 10 or 15 minutes prior to full council, but I also had a private meeting with Ian Stevens for 20 minutes prior to actually going downstairs as well, but there wasn't much fuss about that. So from our point of view, I think there's a lot of political posturing going on, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think the people of the Isle of Wight deserve better at the moment, because at the moment it looks a shambles.
More than two-thirds of chickens sold by Britain's main supermarkets have tested positive for a dangerous bug. According to the Food Standards Agency, every major chain is failing to meet targets to clamp down on Campylobacter. It causes around 280,000 cases of food poisoning a year. Steve Wern from the FSA says they're doing what they can.
There's no law that sets an acceptable level for Campylobacter in chicken. We think the most effective way is for them to decide to take action, and that us publishing results, us telling people what those results mean, is the best way of exerting a bit of pressure so they step up to the mark.
In other national news this lunchtime, a police manhunt is underway to try to find a Lithuanian builder after a couple in their 50s were found dead in a house in Surrey. Detectives are looking for 38-year-old Viktoras Bruzas in connection with the killings of Patrick and Gillian Kettle in Fetcham. The latest immigration figures are proving an embarrassment for the government. The difference between people arriving in and leaving the UK has seen a big jump to 260,000 over the 12 months to the end of June. It means that the net migration is actually 16,000 higher than it was in 2010 when the coalition came to power. Labour leader Ed Miliband says the Prime Minister's failed to deliver.
David Cameron has spectacularly broken the promise he made to the British people. He promised to get migration down and it's gone up. We're not going to make promises we can't keep, but we do have a plan to deal with people's concerns.
Counselling is being offered to the player who bowled the ball, which led to the death of Australia batsman Philip Hughes. The Test internationals died in hospital 2 days after being struck in the back of the neck by a delivery from Sean Abbott. The pair were recent teammates for the national side. Former Aussie fast bowler and current first team coach at Yorkshire, Jason Gillespie, says support for Abbott is vital.
Lovely young kid, just running in and doing his job, running in and bowling cricket balls. And, you know, the fact is he was bowling to one of his good mates as well. We're all really feeling for Sean Abbott.
One British national and an Afghan working for the British Embassy have been killed in a suspected suicide bombing in Afghanistan. A vehicle in the capital, Kabul, was hit this morning.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Details about a Christmas song in memory of Sophie Rolfe to come. But first, two people were arrested following a police raid in a Ryde flat last night. Officers searched an address in Nelson Street, where a man aged in his 50s was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of heroin. A woman aged in her 20s was arrested on suspicion of possessing heroin. According to Hampshire Constabulary, the pair remain in custody and an investigation was ongoing. Islanders are being warned about the dangers of a superbug that contributes to around 2,000 deaths each year. The bug, nicknamed C. diff, is a bacterium that gets a foothold in the bowel and causes diarrhoea, but can cause life-threatening complications. Dr. Mark Porter says if someone with the bug is treated with antibiotics, it can wipe out good bacteria in the bowel, which leads to the bug releasing dangerous toxins. Dr. Porter says on the island there's a chance it could spread in the local community.
Maybe on the Isle of Wight nowadays the majority of cases are probably caught in the community. And that's because C. diff is carried by us all. Healthy living in our bowel never causes us any problems. But if we get given antibiotics, then it can wipe out the friendly bacteria and suddenly it can emerge. So you can get antibiotic-induced diarrhoea, and that's the main symptom of C. diff, in the community as well. So we should be using antibiotics carefully there. It's not just in hospital.
Fog is still causing disruption on the Solent this afternoon. Whitelink's car ferry service from Portsmouth to Fishbourne is running around 15 minutes late, while Red Funnel's Red Jet is around 5 to 10 minutes behind schedule.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, this lunchtime, a Christmas song has been produced and released by a group of island musicians in a bid to raise cash for the Kitty Puppy appeal. The group, put together by V-Dub and called the V-Dub All-Stars, have performed their own rendition of the popular Christmas song Winter Wonderland. It's been put online and is available to watch on YouTube and has also been released on iTunes.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
On our news pages online, read more about the UKIP leaders' repeated calls for a by-election on the island and have your say about the proposed fixed link by taking part in our online poll. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight today. I'm John Weeks.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.